主的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll commence afternoon service.
唱诗405首。
Please sing hymn 405.
今天下午我们是祷告会。
We're going to have a prayer session this afternoon.
那从下个礼拜四开始，我们有灵恩布道会。
Starting next Thursday, we will begin our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
我们下午的祷告会要为特别为下礼拜的灵恩布道会来祈祷。
And this is why.In this afternoon's prayer, we're going to focus on the spiritual events for next week.
好，那我们先来看一段圣经，然后我们再一起来祷告。
Let's turn to the scripture before we begin our prayer.
我们看列王记上十七章。
Let's first turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章。
1 Kings 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
基列祭居提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生的以色列神起誓，这几年我若不祷告必不降雨。这里以利亚对亚哈王这样说。
Now Elijah the prophet said to Ahab,
我若不祷告就不降雨下来。
As the Lord God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
所以饥荒在那个时候临到地上。
So famine came upon the nation.
到底有多久呢?
For how long?
我们看十八章的第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
过了许久第三年，神的话临到以利亚，说你使得亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。
After a long time in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
以利亚就去使亚哈得见他，那时撒玛利亚大饥荒。
So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, now the famine was severe in Samaria.
那这个饥荒跟雨没有降下来有关系啊。
And obviously, the famine was a consequence of the lack of rain.
因为没有雨，农作物就没有收成。
Without rain, there will be no crop.
那没有收成，人没有东西吃。
Without any crop, people did not have anything to eat.
那这就是饥荒啊。
And that is a famine.
所以好多人死掉了。
That is why many people died as a result.
那有很多的寡妇，因为男的都死了。
There were many widows because many of the men died.
那以利亚从神得到一个使命啊，就是要复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
And Elijah, the prophet, received a commission from the Lord to revive the faith of the Israelites.
因为神降下饥荒，主要的目的是要让他们在信仰上回头。
The reason for God bringing famine to the land is so that the people may return to Him.
因为神的选民离开了神。
His chosen people, have gone away from Him.
那神用先知提醒他们，他们也没有听。
And the people.Did not heed to the warnings of the prophets whom God sent.
所以最后一个方法就是让以色列百姓受苦，在受苦当中，使他们能够回转向神。
So as a last resort, God caused suffering upon His people so that they may return to Him.
因此受苦虽然是不好的，但是这是神的爱一种表现。
Suffering may be a misfortune, but it is actually God's love in disguise.
所以很多人在受苦当中信仰回头。
That is why many people, in the midst of their suffering, return to God in their faith.
那在到了第十八章
，in chapter 18,
我们就看以利亚祷告，雨就降下来。
We see how Elijah prayed and the rain came down.
我们看十八章四十一节
，chapter 18, verse 41.
以利亚对亚哈说：“你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多余的响声。”
And Elijah said to Ahab, Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain.
然后我们再看四十四节。
Verse 44.
第七日，仆人说，我看见有一片小云从海上上来，不过人手掌这样大。以利亚说，你就告诉亚哈王要套下车，免得被雨拦阻挡。
The seventh time the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea.So Elijah said, Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.
所以到了第七章的后面雨就降下来。
And so as a result, the rain...
十八章后面。
in the latter part of chapter 18, we see the rain came down.
饥荒就结束了。
And ended the famine.
这个雨代表什么？
What does the rain represent?
雨代表神的恩典。
The rain represents God's blessings.
我们的信仰要复兴，常常需要有对神的恩典有体验。
To revive our faith, we need experience in our faith.
信仰没有体验了，信仰会越来越软弱。
Without experience in our faith, our faith weakens.
所以以利亚在为以色列百姓求雨这件事情啊，让我们来思想啊，灵恩布道会之前，我们应该要怎么样来求神赐下属灵的恩典。
So through this example of Elijah praying for rain, we can once again ponder how we might rely on our prayer to ask for God's blessings during the convocation.
那如果这一次灵恩布道会神大大的降下恩雨下来，我们每个人的灵性会复兴。
If God were to shower His abundant blessings upon us during the convocation, our faith will all be revived.
那以利亚要复兴以色列百姓信仰之前，我们看神先复兴他的信仰。
But before God revived the faith of the Israelites in general, God first revived Elijah's faith.
所以我们常常发现呢，我们做圣工啊，最大的困难有时候不是外面，是我们自己。
So we realize that the greatest obstacle to doing God's work is not so much external factors as it is ourselves.
因为我们自己如果没有灵性，没有复兴，我们遇到很多圣工的困难阻挡，我们就没有力量。
Because if we are not full of faith ourselves, how can we face the difficulties that we will encounter as we do God's work?
所以对以色列百姓这个信仰的堕落啊，神要用以利亚之前呢，神要先把以利亚的信仰先复兴起来。
And that is why before God dealt with the backsliding faith of the Israelites, He had to first revive Elijah's faith.
所以从十七章的第一节到十六节啊，在第十七章说整章啊，在讲神怎么复兴以利亚的信仰。
And so the entire chapter of 1 Kings chapter 17 talks about how God revived the faith of Elijah.
然后18章才讲神怎么用以利亚复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
And only in chapter 18 do we learn that God revived the faith of the Israelites.
所以我们要服侍神，我们第一个就是要求神帮助我们，让我们灵性能够复兴。
And so to serve God, we have to first ask God to revive our faith.
那十七章我们看这个神复兴以利亚的信仰啊，他的方法很简单。
God actually employs a very simple method to revive Elijah's faith.
就是把他所有的东西都拿掉。
He strips away everything that Elijah's got.
把他送到基利西旁。
And sends him to Brook Cherith.
我们在想我们今天为什么信仰会软弱？
Why is it that we're so weak in our faith today?
不，有时候不是我们没有心了。
It is not that we don't have the motivation.
是太复杂，生活太复杂。
It is just that our life is way too complicated.
所以你没有办法在神的事情上专心。
And that is why we can't focus on the things of God.
我们如果没有办法在神的事情上专心了，这好像那个电接不通啊。就没有力量。
If we're not focused on the things of God, just as we are connected to the source of power, then we have no power in our faith.
所以你看圣经里面的神所用的人，生活都很简单。
That is why if you look into the Bible, you find that all the people whom God used only focus on God and they live very simple lives.
为什么生活简单的比较容易被神所用？
Why is it that as we lead a simple life, it becomes easier for God to use us?
因为比较容易专心。
It is because we can have a laser-like focus on God and Him alone.
这样我们比较容易得到能力。
And only then can we receive power from Him.
所以送到基利西旁去。
So God sends Elijah to Brook Cherith.
只有他一个人。
He was alone.
那其他什么都没有。
There's nothing else there.
那你要向神祷告，你 要跟神交通，你都没有什么其他的阻碍。
And there's no obstacle obstructing him from communicating with God.
我们今天呢，东西越多越不容易专心。
Today, the more possessions I have, the less likely we will focus on the things of God.
你家如果有三部车子
，Just imagine if you have three cars at home.
常常没有车子你动不了。
You can't do without a car.
所以三部车子很平常啊。
So it is normal for people to have three cars.
那车子一多，等一下这个轮胎坏掉，等一下那个要 tune up， 等一下这个坏掉。
So you need to replace tire in one car. You need to do tune up. Another thing breaks down.
这事情就很多了。
And that is why you have so many things to take care of.
那你家如果有三部电视
，Now if you have three TVs at home,
那是很方便啊。
It's very convenient.
但是因为方便，所以你就很多时间就被绑住，绑在那里。
But because it's so convenient for you to watch TV programming, you spend a lot of time in front of it.
然后再加上网络，高速度的网络。
And just imagine you add to that your internet access.
然后再加上我们在社会上有很多的社团加进去，很多的头衔。
And a lot of social gatherings and a lot of obligations you have to attend to.
每一个送几个 email 你就很忙，就在回了。
And just imagine all the emails you have to return as all the people that you know send you email.
所以我们现在啊，其实很多信徒不是没有心了，是真的是生活太复杂。
So it is not that we don't have the heart to serve God, it's just that our life is too complicated.
所以没有办法在神的事情上专心。
And that is why we can't focus on the things of God.
那现在以利亚到基利西吧。
Now Elijah went to Brook Cherith.
什么都没有。
And brought nothing with him.
你就跟神没有阻挡。
And there was no obstacle obstructing him.
这个我们到非洲的体验。
And this is our experience in Africa.
你带美钞去。
When you bring US dollars there.
80年代一块美金可以买100多个橘子。
In the 80s, one US dollar can buy you over 100 oranges.
十几个 coconut.
Over 10 coconuts.
但是啊，除了那个以外，你什么都没有。
But other than that, you can't really buy anything else.
你也没有 mall 可以 shopping.
There's no mall to shop.
什么你要贪爱世界都没有，就只有那个 coconut 跟那个橘子。
Even if you love the world, there's only coconut and oranges.
所以忽然间你发现生活降到最单纯。
And suddenly, when you're there, you find that your life takes its simplest form.
就是你吃得饱，没有生病，感谢神，就这样而已。
And basically,You just have basic sustenance and nothing else.
那也没有电视可以看。
There's no TV.
那个电台你也不想听，一首歌曲重复放半个钟头，你想听吗
？And you wouldn't listen to the radio because the same song repeats itself over and over again within the span of an hour.
所以你就很容易满足，一下就满足了。
And that is why you're always satisfied.
那其他那怎么办？就很简单啊，聚会就很多人来，祷告也很专心，你没有什么可以分心的。
So what else do you do with your life since there's an absence of distraction? You come to the church for a service and you become very fervent in your faith.
所以我们现在真的不是没有心，很多人是真的有心，但生活太复杂。
So it is not that we don't have the heart to serve God or to be more zealous in our faith. It's just that our life is too complicated.
那送到基利西旁。
So God sent Prophet Elijah to Brook Cherith.
要吃什么
？What was he going to eat?
神说乌鸦叼给你吃，你不需要烦恼。
God said, "Don't worry about it. I'll send a raven to bring food."
这个你不能控制的，乌鸦来不来你不能控制的。但是神说他要叼给你吃。
Elijah couldn't control whether a raven would come to bring him food, but God could.
这个就是信心。
That is faith.
你的生活需要，你要仰望神，那神就吩咐乌鸦就给你吃。
Whatever your daily necessities, you have to trust God that He will somehow bring you enough into your life.
那基利西那个水越来越少。
Brook Cherith began to dry it up.
但你要相信神，你如果看那个水，你天天就忧虑，那吃完怎么办？
But Elijah, if he were to just look at the water level of the river, he would have lost his faith.
所以当什么都拿掉的时候，他就开始体会到生活的每一个细节都是神在供给。
So when he took away everything in his life, Elijah began to realize that everything came from God.
然后这样建立他跟神的关系。
And that was how his faith was reestablished.
那现在水吃完了。
So now that he had eaten and drunk.
那水已经完了，没有了。
就散 and the water
差他到寡妇的家去。
And the water ran dry. God sent him to the widow's house.
现在以利亚的信心就开始增加了。
Elijah's faith increased.
所以我们要服侍神哦，要从生活的每一个细节啊，试着去体会神。
And so before we serve God, we really need to experience God in every details of our life.
那在生活的每一个细节的体验里面，使我们来感受神的同在，神的能力。
And as we experience God's presence and His power in every detail of our life, we will increase our faith.
当然，建立我们的信心。
Then we can establish our faith.
所以这个信仰就是这样建立起来的。
And this is how our faith is established.
那在这个寡妇里面，寡妇的家里面。
So in the widow's house.
我们发现以利亚很有信心讲一句话。
Elijah was full of faith and he spoke.
我们看列王记上17章。
In 1 Kings 17.
十三节。
Verse 13.
以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，先做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你跟你的儿子做饼。十四节。
14.
因为主以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油不就短缺，直到神时与降在地上的日子。这个寡妇啊，要剪裁做最后一块饼。这个寡妇啊，到外面剪裁要做最后一块饼啊，来给她孩子吃，就等死。
This widow was going to make her last piece of bread and then to wait for her death.
那以利亚告诉她。
Elijah told her.
你说你先做给我吃。
Make the small cake of bread for me.
这个是神对她讲的。
God said to her.
然后你那个饼呢，面呢，都不会减少。
And she will not be short of flour and water.
结果真的她这个寡妇照着这样去做。
And truly enough, the widow did accordingly.
真的她家里面面跟油都不减少。
And the flour and oil in her household did not decrease.
这个是对神的体验更深一层。
And that was a further, a deeper experience of God.
乌鸦雕饼这还可能啊，但是油不会减少，面不会减少，这个是神迹啊。
You may explain away how a raven can bring food to you, but you cannot explain away how the oil in the jar never runs dry.
所以以利亚的信心在这里复兴起来。
And that is how Elijah's faith was revived.
那我们就看到十八章哈，以利亚要祷告求神的恩典之前做什么
？What did Elijah do before Elijah began to pray for God's blessing？
我们看二十节开始。
Verse 20.
就是他跟四百五十个假先知在那里献祭。
Verse 20, on Mount Carmel, Elijah offered sacrifices to God along with the false prophets.
到四十节，他就把四百五十个假先知全部都杀掉。
And in verse 40, Elijah killed all 400 prophets, false prophets.
以色列百姓就全部都归向神了。
And the people return to God.
这个在讲什么？
What does it signify?
这个过程啊，就是把罪除掉。
This entire process is a process of cleansing, of removing one's sins.
然后以利亚跪下来祷告，大雨就降下来。
Then Elijah knelt down and prayed, and the rain poured from the sky.
那他们除掉那个罪，到底那个罪是什么？
What is the sin that they had removed?
我们来看二十一节。
Verse 21.
以利亚对众民说：“你们心慈良要到几时呢？若主是神，就当顺从神；若巴利是神，就应当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him; but if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing.
所以我们要看当时的人的罪不是犯奸淫。
So back then, people didn't sin, transgress against God because of fornication.
当时人所犯的罪是拜偶像。
But idolatry.
那在神面前看起来，这个拜偶像就是对神不忠。
In the eyes of God, to worship idols is an unfaithful act.
因为有一个他比神还重要。
Because by doing that, the people place the idols above God.
他取代了神。
The idol took the place of God.
那夺取神的荣耀。
And took the glory of God.
这个在神面前，这就是罪。
And in the eyes of God, that is sin.
所以这个要先解决，祷告雨才会降下来。
So they had to resolve this problem, remove this sin before the rain could come down.
因此我们在圣经看起来，每一次的属灵复兴都是从对付罪开始的。
And that is why every spiritual revival must begin with cleansing, with removing our sins.
差不多没有一次属灵复兴不是从对付罪开始的。
There is not one single incident of spiritual revival that does not begin with removing our sins.
因为罪使神跟人阻隔。
Because sin separates us from God.
但是我们人有时候对罪相当的不敏感。
But a lot of times we're oblivious of the sins we have committed.
所以怎么样能够了解我们需要改变的地方，而真的求神帮助我们改变，这个是我们非常重要一件事情。
So it is very important that we are observant of how we sin and how to deal with it before God.
因为如果我们 不知道什么要改变，就表示我们没有问题。
Because if we don't even know where to begin, then we assume we have no problems.
那如果我们觉得自己没有问题，那我们的灵性就停在这里。
And if we don't think we have any problems, our spirituality will stagnate.
那我们要再往上层，上一层，一定觉得有需要，我们哪一部分要改变。
We can only elevate our spirituality when we feel the need to.
那我们在神的帮助下去改变。
And then we can ask for God's guidance to help us.
那这样我们的灵性才会成长。
Only then can our faith grow.
那以现在来讲我们的生活当中如果有超过神的比神还重要，那个应该就是偶像。
And anything that we place in the place of God is an idol in our life.
所以这个我们现在人这个生活的复兴很重要，就是从这个生活的优先顺序里面来反省。
So to revive our faith, we really need to reprioritize our life.
如果有哪一件事情真的是影响我们跟神的关系那个地方我们要调整。
If there's anything that affects our relationship with God, let us make adjustments to it.
那这样我们的祷告才会发生功效。
Only then can our prayer be effective.
所以神借着先知说，你们要回转向我，我就回转向你们。
So through the prophets, God told the people, if you return to me, I will return to you.
有时候我们常常想神太难了，他是这么伟大的神，我人这么小。
Sometimes we think that we're so insignificant that God, being the Almighty God, would never be mindful of us.
但是从圣经看起来，最难的不是神，他已经讲了，你回转，我就回转了。
But the difficulty in this situation is not so much God himself, but that we are unwilling to turn back to him.
最困难的是我们回转向神。
We are the difficulty. We refuse to turn back to him.
所以当我们在你的心态上，在生活上做某一种回转向神的那一种改变的时候，我们对神，我们一从神就有一个回应了，你就发现，神好像越来越靠近我们。
So as we seek to make changes in our mentality and in our lifestyle, you will find an experience that God is there calling you out and to help you.
所以最困难是我们的改变。
So the most difficult thing is for us to change.
因此我们在灵恩布道会我们要得到神的恩典这个也是一个关键。
And so this is key to receiving God's blessings during the convocation.
我们大家怎么能回转向神？
How can we all return to God?
那我们这次灵会，你就会发现神回转向我们。
And when we return to God, God will turn back to us.
那两个都回转，你就发现这个关系就非常亲密。
As we converge to this one point, then we will have an intimate relationship with God.
那十八章以色列百姓把那个假先知杀掉，他们就回转向神了。
In chapter 18, all the false prophets were killed, and as a result, the people returned to God.
然后神就回转向他们。
Then God turned back to them.
所以以利亚一祷告就发生功效。
That is why when Elijah prayed, the rain came down.
我们看18章44节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 44.
说我看见一片小云从海里上来。
In verse 44, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea.
只有一片小云。
Only a cloud, as small as a man's hand.
很有信心说大雨来到了。
But Elijah was full of faith, and told the people that the rain is coming.
忽然间就下大雨。
And the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose, and a heavy rain came on.
我记得有一个教会第一天晚上布道会人很少。
I still remember when I had an evangelical service at a church. The very first night, there were very few people.
那个时候布道会五晚从礼拜二开始，二三四五六五个晚上。
There were five evenings of evangelical services starting from Tuesday night.
但大家很热心
Many, all the members were very fervent.
第一天晚上就一个得圣灵。
So the very first night, one person received the Holy Spirit.
第二天晚上大家就努力打电话在邀。
On the second night, more and more people invited their friends to church.
又有一两个得圣灵。
Another one or two received the Holy Spirit.
大家又更迫切祷告，又邀更多人。
And people prayed even harder and brought more people.
到礼拜六晚上布道会，里面好多慕道朋友。
By Saturday, there were so many truth seekers among the congregation.
这个就是一种信心
This is faith.
当我们回转向神，迫切向神祷告，神会跟我们同工。
When we return to God, God will work with us.
那大雨就会降下来。
And the rain will come down.
所以我们从礼拜四晚上有布道会。
So we will have our evangelical services starting Thursday.
想想看，有谁可以邀请他来。
Let us think about whom we can invite.
然后我们再这次祷告，为他祷告。
And let us pray for our friends in this prayer.
然后我们也立下一个志向，在这几天我们尽量拨空来为神做一点工作。
And let us also be determined to work for him in the next week.
然后拨空我们来亲近神，来祷告神。
Let us also take the time to pray and to have fellowship with God.
我们这样开始回转向神祷告，神会听，雨就会降下来。
And as we return to God, God will listen to our prayers and the rain will pour down.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我特别为灵恩布道会祷告。
Let us especially pray for our convocation.
然后为身体欠安的同龄代祷。
And pray for those who are ill.
也为一些信徒的需要来祷告。
And for the needs of our members.
那我们如果要求圣灵的，或者你特别需要求神的恩典要帮助代祷的，我们都到前面来。
If you need to be laid hand upon to pray for the Holy Spirit, or if you have other needs, please come forward.
我们请在场的长子来帮忙按手祷告。
And we'll ask the ministers who are present to lay hands on you.
好，我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.